Friday to her master Yud Ches Iyar Tovshin Ayin Zayin Reb Yisrael Friedman.
When the previous Biyana Rebbe Zechayna Levrucha was in Meron to light the Hadlucha, like this year, which was on a Motzei Shabbos, Leil Motzei Shabbos, as he went up to the Ma'ara, he said, "Sizgunish Vochendik, it's Bechlaunish like a weekday. Shabbos and Lag Ba'oyme is a Yoyme Arichte. It's like one long Kiddush, it's like one long day. It's Bechlaunish Vochendik." And Be'emes, we find the Chiddush Lagaba Lag Ba'oyme. We know, besides the Yom Tovim Midaraisa, the Shula Shagulim, which state in the Torah, we have Yom Tovim Midarabunam, Chanukah, we have Purim, we have other Yom De Pagra, Chamisha Usa B'Shvat, Chamisha Usa Ba'ov, and so on. But all these Yom Tovim, whether Midaraisa or Midarabunam, are all about things which happened to Klal Yisroel. Nes Chanukah was a Nes for Klal Yisroel. Purim was a Nes for Klal Yisroel. Every time when there was a Yontif, whether it should be a Deraisa Rabunam, it's always something which happened to Klal Yisroel. Lag Ba'oimer is an occasion which happened to one particular individual, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And because of this one individual, the Lushan Mushtet Rabbi Yaakov Emden calls it a Yontiv Midivrayim. That today, Lag Ba'oimer, is a Yontiv Midivrayim. Midrabunan, today is a Yontiv. Emar bin Boy Besimcha. The Ur HaShulchan writes a Lushan, Machzikim HaYoim Hazel Liktsas Yontiv. Writes Ur HaShulchan, today is a Shtikla Yontiv. V'regilim Likroisoi Hilila de Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. A chiddush that because of one individual, we have a yontif for all of Klal Yisroel. The Chasam Sofer writes, Zayn to Santavot, and Parshas Emoi, which we all learned yesterday, we know Parshas Emoi is written in the Parsha of the Moyadim, of the Regulim. And Parshas Moyadim starts off with the following introduction. Dabel b'nei Yisroel v'mato lehem, Moyadei Hashem asher tikri oisom mikruei kodesh, eileheim moyadoi. Two psikim later, we find the same pusik again. Eile moyadei Hashem asher tikri oisom b'moyadom. Frek the Chasam Sofer, why do we have the same thing written twice? Once it's written moyadei Hashem asher tikri oisom mikruei kodesh, eileheim moyadoi. Two psikim later, eile moyadei Hashem asher tikri oisom b'moyadom. Zukte Chasam Sofer, a gewaltige Wort. When we come to learn the Parsha of Yomim Tovim, the Torah wants to tell us there are two sorts of Yomim Tovim. There are Yomim Tovim, which is written in the Torah, the Shula Shagulim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. There is another type of Yontif. Every Yid is capable of avekstellen, of making a Yontif for himself. How can this be? We can make our own Yontif? How can this be? Zug de Chasam Sofer, the gematria of the word Torah is 611. The gematria of Hashem's two main names, Havaya Adna, is 91. When a person learns Torah Lishma, so he's learning L'shem Shemayim, he has together the Torah together with the Rabbein Shloilam. 611 plus 91 is 702. 702 is Gematria Shabbos. Rutzaloima, Hamakadish Kol Yoimai. Somebody's Makadish his day. Hare Hayoimahi Shabbos Imoyed Lashem. Zugda Chasim Soifer, this is what the Torah is telling us. There are two types of Yom Tovim. The first type is as follows. Dabe el b'nei Yisul v'amartu lehem, Moyade Hashem ashetikri oisam mikruei kodesh. Those Yom Tovim ashetikri oisam, which you will be koveya when they shall be, by your learning and by your keeping the Torah mitzvahs, l'shem shemayim, Zugda Chasim Soifer, as Zugda Rabbein Shalom, Eile hei moi adoi. Those are my yomim toivim. Hei moi adei asher chofatzti bam. Those are my real yomim toivim. Later on, we have the Shula Shagulim. Eile moi adei asher mashikru oisam bo moi adam. In each one in their time. There's a Chodesh Nissan, there's a Pesach, in Chodesh Sivan, there's a Shviyas, in Chodesh Tishi, there's a Sikas. Those are the moi adei asher mashikru oisam bo moi adam. Each one in their own time. However, Zugda Chasim Soifer, the Rebbe Yishim says, I have an even more important yontif. It's a yontif which you can be koveya, each and every yid can be koveya for himself. And when is this? Whenever you so choose. If you are Mekadesh Ayoim, and you use that toim, l'shem shemayim, you have the Torah with the Rabbein Shloilam, you have been kaveh, that day gets a kedisha like Shabbos, and like Yontif, and about such a day is written, Eile hei moi adoi, these are my true yomim toivim. Lag ba'oimer is such a day. Lag ba'oimer is ba'emes a normal weekday, just a regular day of the week. But however, b'schis Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who lived his whole life b'tachlis hashleimus and b'tzidkis, and on the last day of his life, he was megala the soydus hatoyre, which he hadn't been allowed to be megala until then. So he reached the ultimate pinnacle of his life on the day Lag BaOmer before his patira. So that day became established like a yontif, and it is until today. It is a yontif, and although b'etzim we're in the middle of the Sfiras HaOmer, which is his month. In Avelis, Obelag Ba'oime is so important that Chol Hashit is where they keep the first half, the second half. Lag Ba'oime is a Yom Simcha because Lag Ba'oime is considered a Shtikel a Yontif. We find the Pnei Yeshia in Megillah and Taf Tezayin. He writes to some Angefan the Chiddush, and later he found that this Chiddush was written in the Roikeach. He writes, Nosato Simcha Belibi, Mamish Kiyoy Moyed. I had such a Simcha that I was Zoicha to be Machaven to a Pshat Vos Roikeach at Shoin Gezugt, that for me this day I have a Simcha Mamish Kiyoy Moyed. You see the Zelba Bechina, that when Gedolim came to a high level in Torah, they were Kaveya. That day is like for them a bechina of a yontif. It's written in many sforim that a Shabbos, that a Talmud Chochem is compared to Shabbos. A Talmud Chochem is bechina Shabbos. The makor in this is actually the Zohar HaKudosh. The Zohar HaKudosh says about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Hida Kurele Shabbos. Rabbi Hida said about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that he is like Shabbos. Ma Shabbos La Hashem Kodesh, Af Reb Shimon Shabbos La Hashem Kodesh. Just like Shabbos is a tug versus a yom kudosh l'Hashem. Similarly, Reb Shimon, his every action, his every breath was l'Hashem kodesh. So Reb Shimon is a walking Shabbos kodesh. And with this, we understand why the story of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, which is written how he left the Mara, is to be found in Masechta Shabbos. It isn't Zukta Psuda Kakoyin just by chance, random, that we know we go throughout Shas, there are many masters and stories, you can find them scattered throughout Shas. There must be a reason, Zukta Psuda Kakoyin, why each story, each master, Chazal decided this one to put in Masechta's Bruchas, this one in Masechta Shabbos, and this one in Masechta's Erevin. It's not just by chance, by random, there's a tifa kavuna why each masa and each memra has to be in a particular Masechta Shabbos. What connection does Reb Shimon Bar Yochai coming out of the Mara Lag BaOmer to have to be dafke Masechta Shabbos? But according to the Zohar Kodesh, we understand because Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was taka bebchina Shabbos, so therefore it's correct that the story about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai should be written in Masechta Shabbos. Derech Agav, it's on Daf Lamed Gimel. And also Reb Shulam Kamik Ha'ainif in the Greiser Rebbe said an unbelievable thing, that this is the 33rd time that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's name is actually mentioned in the Gemara. If you'll count from the beginning of Masechta's Bruchas till Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, you'll find that this is the 33rd memra from Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. In Zohar HaKodesh, in Parshas Riz, in Sefer Riz, is brought down, the Sforim quote, this is not my Bekiyas, the Sforim bring down a story which is written about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai once came to the town of Lod. Zimla Chuda Hava Deva Belud. There was a Magefa, a plague of Deva in the town of Lod. Usa Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Lemusa. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai came to the town. Omrile Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, they said to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Manavid, what can we do about this? Kom va'ova ba'musa. He got up and he walked around the streets of the town. V'chome b'nei nusha shechivon. And he saw everybody was lying ill, dying. Oma, said Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, kol hai ba'musa va'ano hocha. This is going on in the town and I'm here. Gozana de libutl. I am goiza. That this should become butl, the plague should stop. Shomi baskol dahavas omra say mikam. They heard the baskol which said to this plague deva has to leave the town. Dehu Reb Shimon Bar Yochai hocha. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is here. Hakadosh Baruch Hu goyza v'hi mevatel. The boy Shem Taka made a gzeira. Ob Reb Shimon Bar Yochai mevatel gvein the gzeira. Carries on the zoya. That Reb Chanina was there, and he came to Reb Meir, and he told Reb Meir what happened. There'd been a plague in the town. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai had come to the town, and a bask, and he said, "I am going to the plague should stop." And a baskel went out. Said Reb Meir, "Omle Reb Meir, shavuch delay min yuchel amekim bay. Who can compare to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai?" And Reb Meir carried on, and he said, "Pusach ve'oma, we find this written in the Torah that there was after the machloikus fin koirach." That there was a magefa. V'yoyme Moshe l'Aharon kachas hamachta v'seno leyo eish malam izbeach v'simu lekatoris. And it's written that v'yikach Aharon he took the machta v'hine heichel hanegev ba'om and the plague stopped. V'yamoyt ben amesim v'nachayim v'tayusam magefa. Ot Remei gazuk, the unbelievable thing. Kila hai itzrich leyle Moshe l'mitrach. Look what Moshe Rabbeinu needed to do to stop the magefa. He had to tell Aaron to take a machta, to put in it katoiris, to go around, and through that to stop the magefa. V'Reb Shimon Bar Yochai b'memrei. I'm saying the words, although I don't understand what I'm saying. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai b'memrei. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai just merely had to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyza v'hi mevatel meisuna. The boy was goyza, but Reb Shimon Bar Yochai came and with his words he was mevatel misa. One story. Another story is brought down in the Zoya Chodesh in Parshas Vayera. Again, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said one day to his son Reb Luza, "The world seems very dark. Go outside and see what's going on." Hochi, they went and they found a malach who was as tall as a mountain and he had 30 flames of fire coming out from him. Said Reb Shimon Bar Yochai to this malach, "I see you're here, you're about to do something, what's going on?" Said the malach back to Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, "I've been sent by the Rabboin Shloilem to destroy the world. Because it's written in the Pusik, Vavrum, Hoye Yiye Legoy Gudoil, Yiye is Begamachia 30, and I can't find 30 tzaddikim in the world, obviously great tzaddikim, I can't find 30 tzaddikim." The Rebbe Shem said, "I need to have a world like Avraham Avinu. Hoye yiyeh legoy gudol. If we haven't got 30 tzaddikim, so there's no point in keeping the world running. So Rebbe Shem has instructed me to destroy the world." The Hochi goes a Kodesh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. Said Reb Shimon Bar Yochai back to the Malach, "B'muti minach, I ask you a toiver. Zil kameh kid shebrichi. Go back to the Rebbe in the Shloilem. Ve'eimelei and tell him. He might not have found 30 tzaddikim, or Bar Yochai shchich ba'ara. He's got Bar Yochai down here. There's me." The malach went back to the Rabbi Nishlalim and he told him, "Rabbi Nishlalim, guli fenecha ma'ada umri Bar Yochai." Said the Rabbi Nishlalim, "Say the churav ha'olam v'al tashkach ba'Bar Yochai. You go back down, do what I've told you. Take no notice of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai." Went back. Said, malach came back down. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said to him, "What are you doing back here? I told you." Oh, said Reb Shimon Bar Yochai to this malach, "Eloi sachso, if you don't go back up to Shemayim, ani egzoi olecho shloitah le'od l'shemayim, you'll never go back up again. V'tiye b'mukim azuzo. And tell the Rabbi Nishloilem, if he can't find 30 tzaddikim, it's enough 20, like Avraham Avinu said by Sodom. And if he can't find 20, it's enough 10. And if he can't find..." This is where Avraham Avinu stopped, and the Racham HaKodesh Taka asked this kasha. "And if he can't find 10, Zuk Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Iles Asura Lahavishnaim, is enough 2. De'inen ani ibeni. The Huchik Siva Pishnaim Adim Yukim Dova. And Taka Kachava, the Malach went back. But Oysa Shu Yotza Baskel Vomra, Zakur Chilkechur Reb Shimon. Happy is your Chalik Reb Shimon. The Kid Shabrichi Guzala Eila. The boy Shu made the Gzeran Shemayim, Vaat Mavatl the Lesata. And you will Mavatl it down here. Bavadai Aloch Itma. For sure about you is written, Ritzoin Yereyov Yaseh. This is a Masa which is stated in Zoya Chudesh in Parshas Vayera. I once heard from a Yid who said to me, he had the Kasha many, many years on a Pusik in Tehillim, many of us say it Erev Shabbos and Hoidi before Mincha, Yoshei Choshech V'Tzalmuves Asirei Uni Ivazel. We find people who are sitting, Yoshei Choshech v'tzalmuves, they're sitting in a place of darkness, Asirei Uni Ivazel, they're locked behind bars, they're imprisoned. Why does this happen to them? Ki Himri Imre Kael, because they have defined, they have violated the words of Hashem, Va'atzas Elyon Na'utzi, and they haven't kept the words, the Gzeira of Hashem. So this he told me, I don't understand. You look throughout the centuries, many Gedoilim sat in prison. We don't have to go further than Yosef HaTzadik, Maram Mirotenburg, the Vilna Gaon, the Balatanya. The list is endless of great Tzadikim Kedoshim who for one reason or another were imprisoned by the authorities. How can it be, this Pusik says, if we see a Yid who had to sit in Tfisa, you want to know why? The reason is, Ki Himri Imre Kael Va'atzas Elyoy Na'utzi. This he told me, he asked many Rebbes, Rabunim, Rosh Yeshivas, Gedoilim, none of them gave him a satisfactory answer. He once asked the Boyana Rebbe Shlita, and the Boyana Rebbe asked him on the spot, and he said, you know what it means, Ki Himri Imre Kel Ve'atzas Elyon Notzi? Like Chazal tell us, that the Rabbi Nishalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyze V'tzadik Mevatel. Therefore these Gedoilim, they were mevatel, the gezeira of the Rabbein Shloilem. How does it work? A tzaddik comes along and just annuls the gezeira of the Rabbein Shloilem? Just doesn't go like that. What the gedoilim do, these tzaddikim do, is they accept upon themselves the suffering which was supposed to be meted out to whoever it was, and they are mevatel this gezeira of the Rabbein Shloilem, and they are mekabel the gezeira on themselves. So says David HaMelech in Tehillim, if you see Yoshech Choshech V'Tzalmuves Asirei Uni Yevazel, the reason is Ki Himri Imre Kael Va'atzes Elyon Na'utzi, because they have taka be mekabel this gezeira on themselves. And this is taka what we find by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, famous Gemara Masechta Sikha in Daf Memhei Mebeis Om Echezki Om Reb Yermi Yoshim Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Yochai Lani Lifto Eskol Hu Oilam Kiloi Min Hadin Miyoim Shinivresi Ad Ato. I can patter the whole world Miyoim Hadin from the day it was created until today. Vilmule Eliezer Beni Miyoim Shinivru Ha'oilam Vad Achshov. Zugdot Nirashi, how does this work? Says Rashi, Liftoi Bischisi, Ani Soivel Eskol Avoy Noiseichem Ipoitrim in Adin. I am Soivel, I am accepting on myself all their Averis, Ipoitrim, and through that I'm patting them in Adin. How does he accept on them all the averus? Explains the Masho, Haini shesoivel avoy noiseichem b'yisirim v'tzah shahoyeloi livnoi b'mara. In those 12 years that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was in the Mara, cut off from the world, sitting there by himself, eating just carobs, which Chazal say is kushim legif kecherev, it's difficult for a person to absorb it, to eat it, like a sword. He suffered terribly with his son Reb Elozer. So the schis of those 12 years that he sat Reb Elozer, that's how Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, Yuchol ani liftas kol ho'oilam kiloi min hadin. And as we stay taka, fin the Sefer Chassidim, Mamash Azel B'Yesod V'Yid Masho, writes the Sefer Chassidim that even a person who's locked up, normally they come into contact with other people. But here, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and Reb Elozer were in solitary confinement. They were cut off from the entire world. Nobody knew them, nobody saw them. They sat in sand, which the Gemara tells us the sand was rubbing like sandpaper, that's the word, like sandpaper was rubbing their skin, eating carobs, which was difficult for them to digest. They had the most terrible, difficult time. Why did they have this? Why did Shem Baruch Hu deserve this? He didn't deserve this. Now, when tzaddikim are mekabel yisirim on themselves, it's kedei to be mechaper on other yizen. The famous story from the Chofetz Chaim, there was somebody who was deathly ill, was dying, and came to the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim said, "I'll promise you, you'll get better, upon one condition. Condition is, don't tell anybody you came to me." Went by many years, and this person again became deathly ill, and came again to the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim said to them, "Tell me, did you tell anybody that you came to me?" So he said, "Yes, for many years I kept it a secret, like the Chofetz Chaim told me, and I didn't tell anybody. But recently somebody said to me, 'Tell me, you were deathly ill, how did you manage to get better?' So finally I told them, after so many years I was by the Chofetz Chaim, and he gave me a bruch and it was okay. And now suddenly the illness came back, so I've come again." So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, "You should know that when you became ill the first time you came to me, I fasted, I can't remember how many tanesim I fasted that you should become better. But now, 40 tanesim, 70 tanesim. Now unfortunately," said the Chofetz Chaim, "I'm old and weak, I haven't got any koyach anymore, I can't fast any longer." So it wasn't just merely the Chofetz Chaim pulled the moifas out of his pocket, and, "Hey, I grant you here clemency, I'll make you give you another 50 years, whatever it should be." It didn't go like that. The Chofetz Chaim was mekabel this yid suffering upon himself, fasted 70 tanesim to be mechaper for yid he'd never met before in his life. Reb Shim Bayechoy sat in such terrible conditions for 12 years. Zug Reb Shim Bayechoy, yuchoy lani liftos kol ho'oilam kiloy min hadin. Bag Boimer is a great day, and we hear these stories about Reb Shim Bayechoy, and we think, it's taka moyedik, unbelievable, mekenish v'shtei, mekenish masigzan. But I'm so far removed. I'm far removed from all this. It's nothing to do with it, me. We're moon light years away from all of this. However, we find a famous lushan that one of the great rebbes, Reb Aaron Kalina, writes in his Sefer Beis Aharon, "Kesheim shem yizbruch lakoil." Just like the Rebbein Shem is for everybody, nobody can say, "I'm no connection to Rabbi Nishloilam." Kach Reb Shimon Bayechoy Lekoil. Simply Reb Shimon Bayechoy is for everybody. Afili Lepechisim. Even for those who are on a very low madrega. And we actually see it today. Unbelievably, you go to Meron Lag Ba'Oimer, you see that there come tens or hundreds of thousands of Yidden who are not even Shoyma Shabbos, and others who are just about Shoyma Shabbos. You ask them, "What are you coming to Limaron for? You've never mind Zoya Kudish, you ever opened a Gemur in your life, you put on tefillin. Matome, Hilula, Hilula, Reb Shimon Bayechai, Hilula." They all know there's something special. You see, Taka, these words which Reb Aaron Kalina wrote 200 years ago, Reb Shimon Bayechai is lakoy lafile pechisim. How's Taka? Everybody feels there's something drawing them there like a magnet. Now, how does this taka work? There's a beautiful vort from the Chofetz Chaim. A yid once came to the Chofetz Chaim, and he said to the Chofetz Chaim, "Rebbe, I have a big dilemma. I recently saw written in the name of the Zohar Kodesh a comment which disturbed me greatly. It's written in Zohar Kodesh, 'Oy raisa beloy dechili irechimi.' Torah which is learned without dechili, without atzita, apachad, a yiras Hashem, irechimi, and without ahavas Hashem, loy parchos le'ela, does not go up. It's rejected." The Rebbe Yisrael says, if your learning isn't 100% perfect lishma, with yiras Hashem and ahavas Hashem, it's not accepted, it's rejected. The Rebbe Yisrael does not accept such Torah, such learning, such davening, such mitzvahs, no good. Said this yid to the Chofetz Chaim, "Rebbe, I know, unfortunately, I'm not on this high madrega. I'm far removed from it. Does that mean all my limud haTorah and all my tefillah and all my mitzvahs is all worthless, chas v'shalom? It's all meaningless?" Said the Chofetz Chaim to this yid, "I'll answer you with a story which happened to me some time ago." Said the Chofetz Chaim, "I have a certain acquaintance of mine which I bump into mipam lepam every so often, once in a few years. And many years ago, I was travelling along the road, and I happened to bump into this acquaintance, I hadn't met him for many years, and I stopped to say hello. I said, 'Rabbi Yankel, how are you? What do you do?' So this Yid said back to me, "Oh, Rebbe, things are so difficult for me. It's so hard. I'm just about managing to survive." Said the Chofetz Chaim to him, "Why? What do you do?" He said, "I'm a baker by profession. I have a baker store, a bakery. And I have to get up so early in the morning, I have to schlep in the heavy logs to light a fire. And then I have to make the bread and the rolls and the cakes. I have to knead the dough and to make it and to put it into the oven. It's not like today, everything is just a thermostat-controlled oven. In the old times, it was difficult to control a log-heated oven. Sometimes the flames are too high, sometimes they're too low. And what happens is, sometimes the bread and the cakes, they get a bit burnt. Sometimes they come out, they're still a little bit gooey, a bit raw inside. The shape isn't always exactly as what it should be, nice and symmetrical. Sometimes there's a bit too much sugar, and sometimes a bit little, not enough sugar. So people come into my shop, and they see this schoira on the shelves, and they look at it, and they say, oh, I'm not buying this, it's no good, doesn't taste nice. And they walk out of my shop, so I have to get up so early, and I work so hard, and yet, I'm not able to sell half the things, so just about managed to survive. Went by a number of years, and the First World War broke out, and the Chofetz Chaim was a refugee, and he was walking along the road, and he again bumped into the same fellow, and he said to him, "Reb Yankel, how are you surviving in these difficult times?" Said this Yid back to the Chofetz Chaim, said, "Rebbe, it's a gewaldig, gewaldig. Business has never been better. Things are booming. It's mamish Baruch Hashem. Mamish grois hatzlocha." Chofetz Chaim was taken aback. He said, "I don't understand. When I met you some years ago, in the relatively good times, you were complaining and moaning how difficult it was. And now when there's a war, and even the wealthy people are struggling, how come you're doing so well?" Said the Yid back to the Chofetz Chaim, "Rebbe, that's exactly it. In the good times, people could afford to be fussy. They came into my shop, they didn't like exactly how it looked, how it tasted. Oh, was rejected. No good. I'm not buying that. I'm not eating that. Today, however, there's a melchuma going on. There's a shortage of food. People are going hungry. So whatever I make doesn't make a chilik what it looks like, what it tastes like. Whatever I make, they grab it off the shelves. I can't make enough. Whatever I make is sold instantly." Said the Chofetz Chaim, "The same thing is with this member of the Zoya HaKudosh. This mam of the Zoya HaKudosh is from Reb Shim Bar Yochai, who he wrote it in his generation, a time of Grois HaTanuim. Said Reb Shim Bar Yochai, if you're not exactly on the right madrega, is Torah believe the Chil Oraisa beloy the Chil Rechimi, if you're not learning exactly how it should be learned, it's rejected by the Rabbeinu Shloim. Oh, but today we are be'ikvus de Mashiach. We have so many nisyonos. We have so many difficulties. It's as man melchoma. There's a shortage of people learning Torah, keeping the mitzvahs. If a Yid comes into the Beis HaMedrash and he tries his best, he tries his hardest to learn, even if it's not exactly as it should be, he doesn't get to the highest madrega. Halavai, we should. But even if he doesn't, says Rabbeinu Shloim, I'm happy. However you learn, when you learn, when you daven, however you do it, as long as you try your best, you try your hardest, and this is what you're capable of doing." The Chiddush quotes a maaser from the Arizal with Reb Chaim Vital. As the Arizal once said to Reb Chaim Vital that he should know he has a very, very great and lofty neshama. And Reb Chaim Vital was taken aback, and he said to the Arizal, "Rebbe, ich verstehe nicht. I look in the Gemara and the Midrushim, stories of the Tanoim, the Amiruim, and I see how far removed I am from their Madrega. Lemushel, the Gemara tells us a story about Rebbe Lezer that he fasted countless Tanesim until his teeth turned black from Tarnis. Why? Because once it happened that his Shuchan allowed his cow to go out on Shabbos with something between its horns, so it was a Shala of carrying, and therefore Rebbe Lezer, who should really have been Moicha, he wasn't Moicha. Because of this, says the Gemara, his Shchiri Shinov Shere Rebbe Lezer, his teeth turned black from fasting, that he wasn't Moicha on his Shuchan for allowing his cow to go out. He's got no idea what their madrega was. If this was what Rebbe Lezer felt he had to fast countless Tanesim on such a small and minor thing," said Reb Chaim Vital, "I look in the stories of Chazal and I'm so far removed from them. So how can it be that the Rebbe says I've got such a great and heilige neshama?" Said the Arizal to Reb Chaim Vital, a moedik yisod, and he said to him, You're right. You're taken not on the madrega of the Tanum Amaruim. However, nevertheless, Hama'at she'oisim doyreis hu'acharoinim, the little bit which is done by the later generations is chushiv k'moy harbe she'usi doyreis harishoinim. Is precious to the Rabbeinu Shloilem k'moy harbe, like the great things she'usi doyres harishoinim. So although you're not on the madrega of the previous earlier generations, however, your avoida is as precious to the Rabbeinu Shloilem like their avoida, because we don't expect from you to be on their madrega. So this is Taka, that's Yisod. And if the Arizal said this to the Reb Chaim Vital some almost 500 years ago, we can't begin to fathom what the Arizal would have said today. That when a Yid gets up in the morning and he hasn't got cheshik to get up, and he looks, it's raining and it's dreary and miserable, and he wants to turn over and carry on sleeping. No, I've got to get up. Shachris, I don't know, be there for Shachris. And he jumps out of bed and he comes to Shachris. We can't appreciate how chushiv this avoida is to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And with this we understand the story in the Gemara about Reb Shim Bar Yochai. The Gemara tells us there, Mishnah Shabbos and Daf Lamed Gimel, that when Reb Shim Bar Yochai came out the Mara, he saw there were people who were working in the field, planting, being choyrish, and he got upset and he said, they've left the Beis HaMedrash, just working in the fields. Wherever they looked was straight away burnt. Went out a baskol, they should go back to the Mara. There were another 12 months inside the Mara, and when they came out, Reb Shim Bar Yochai saw a Yid, Erev Shabbos this was. He was carrying two hadassim. And he said to him, what do you have these two hadassim for? What's the purpose of this? So he said, these are two hadassim, one keneged zuchai, and one keneged shomai. So Reb Shim Bar Yochai, oh, chazi kama chavivim mitzvahs al Yisroel. Look how precious the mitzvahs are to klal Yisroel. Ask the mafoshim a gevaldige kasha. This story is very difficult to understand. Why was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai appeased when he saw this Yid carrying two hadassim, one keneged zuchai and one keneged shomai? His original tana had been, if Yidin are working in the fields, the menichim chaya oilam voiskim b'chaya shur. So why was he appeased? Because the Yid's carrying two hadassim, but the whole week he was still busy in the field. Zug Reb Suda Kakoyen e gavalti gavot. His Sefer Pri Tzadik Pashas Lech Lecho. He brings a Zoya HaKudosh. And the Zoya HaKudosh asks a Kasha. Kol Yisrul yesh lem chelek le'olam habo shenema va'amech kilom tzadikim. Freak the Zoya HaKudosh. Is it truly like that? Are all Yidin tzadikim? V'halo kamach hayovim is b'Yisrul. How many Yidin are there in Klal Yisrul who unfortunately they are bechinef in chayov? How many sinners are there in Klal Yisrael? The Kamer Shuim are there in Klal Yisrael? How can the Pusik say, V'amech kilom tzadikim? Azoy freak the Zoya HaKudosh. Zuk the Zoya HaKudosh, because the Moyhalim B'neim B'yoyim HaShmini, in Makrivim LeKabuna, they bring their children around to the oil mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, with the Bris Mila, Ikrin tzadikim. Therefore they are called tzadikim. I don't understand the terrors of the Zoya. The Zoya Kodesh asked the Kasha. We see, unfortunately, not all Yidin are Tzadikim. Says Zoya Kodesh, yeah, but they have Bris Mila. Have Bris Mila. They're all called Tzadikim. Why are they called Tzadikim? Just having Bris Mila. Zuk Reb Suda Kazoy. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalet, Yisrul afa pi shechuta Yisrul hi. Even a Yid, he can do the most terrible avarice, a Yid always remains a Yid. Yisrul afa pi shechuta Yisrul hi. Omer Reb Abba, said Reb Abba, Haina de omre insha. This is what people say. Asa de kui beina chilfa, a hadas, which is surrounded by thorns, asa shemei. It's still a hadas. And if you pick it, you can use it for arba minim. Va'asa kurile, and it's still called the hadas. It doesn't make a chilik that the hadas is surrounded by thorns all around. A hadas remains a hadas. From here we see Yisrul shechuta Yisruli. This is what people say. Hadas remains hadas. Zug Reb Sudik HaKoyin a gewaltige Wort. Reb Shim Bayachoy had a Tana, Menichem Chaya Oilem, Ve Oiskim Bechaya Shu. He came out of the Mara 12 months later and he saw Yid carrying two Hadassim. It was Reb Abba, he was a Talmud of Reb Shim Bayachoy. Reb Abba Gazuk Haina de Omer Insha, people say, a Hadass which is surrounded by thorns, it remains a Hadass. Pshat is the shoirish from every yid, like the Zoya Kudish says, Ba'amech Kilim Tzadikim. Even if unfortunately they do have virus and they are a shoim, but the shoirish is always good. And we always look at the Avera, that's not who he really is. That doesn't personify who he is. It's just a michshol, michtevelu retvegen dem, ki koshalta ba'avoinecho. And Avera comes to yid, it's not his essence. This is just unfortunately a mishap. He slipped down. It's a bechina fin a michshoil. Is oy bezoy Reb Shim Bayachoy saw how a yid understood to pick up a hadas because he found in that a remes two hadas in one keneged zucha, one keneged shuma that demonstrated Reb Shim Bayachoy that a feeler the whole week is busy in his field working, plowing, and sowing. Oh, but the essence of the yid is he doesn't forget ich bin a yid. Oy bezoy the pintel yid can never be extinguished. Va'amech kilom tzadikim. We find in this week's parsha, there's really time to say this whole. This time? 4 minutes. 4 minutes isn't enough. I need about 14 minutes. But betachlis hakitzer, we find in this week's parsha, em bechikoy sai teilechi ves mitzvoy sai tishmeri vasisim oisom. V'noshtati gishmeichim be'itom, v'shechavtim emachrit, v'shbati chaya rua min ha'oretz. Boi Lishem says, I will get rid of all the wild animals. What does it mean, v'hishbati chaya rua min ha'oretz? Shteit in Torah's Kehanim, amachloikes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon ba'yechoy. Rabbi Yehuda says, v'hishbati chaya rua min ha'oretz, ma'avira min ha'oilam. When Mashiach will come, there will be no more wild animals. M'dafarachab, you want to see the tigers and the lions, go now to the zoo. Zuk Rabbi Yehuda, because when Mashiach will come, they're gone, they're finished. Ma'avirom min ha'olam. There will be no longer. Reb Shimon Oymer, no. Mashbison shaloi yizoiki. There'll still be tigers and lions and everything else, but the Boshim will tame them that they will no longer be able to harm anybody. Omer Reb Shimon, Eimasai hishvucha shal mukaim. When is it the praise of Hashem? Bizman she'eimazikim? When there's no longer mazikin, they're not here, they can't harm you. Oy bizman sheyesh mazikin, but when they are around, ve'ein mazikin, and they don't chep you, that's a much greater shvach. You walk along the road and you see the guy, instead of walking his dog, he'll be walking his lion, and you give him a little nice pat on the back. Das a greiser shvach. Ve'cheini oyme, and also it states, mizmoy shil yoyim ha-shabbos. Shabbos is for Lushan Mashbis Mazikin Oilam Mashbison Shalo Yizoiki. Zuk Reb Shim Bayachoy, this is how it's going to be Leusid Lovoy. The Ramban, although normally in a Aguda you can't be say the halucha is Azovi Amanda Omis a machlokes in Aguda, over here the Ramban quotes this machlokes and he writes Reb Shim Bayachoy, he hanuchoin. This is Taka, the correct opinion. Kiti Eretz Yisrael be'es kim ha-mitzvus. Eretz Yisrael is going to be like it was before the Chet fin Udam Harishon. That we find before the Chet Udam Harishon, the Boishim told Udam Harishon, don't worry, I'm going to put your pachad on all the animals. They're all going to be scared of you. Like Chazal tell us, ein urid meimis, el achet meimis. It's not the scorpion which kills, but it's the Avera which kills. Like we see Reb Chanina ben Doiser put his foot on the hole and the scorpion bit Reb Chanina ben Doiser. Nothing happened to Reb Chanina ben Doiser. However, the scorpion came off worse and he died. By biting Reb Chanina ben Doiser, it caused the scorpion to die. Zuk Reb Chanina ben Doiser, this is Zuk Reb Shim Bachoy, this is how it's going to be. And this is Taka the Yontif fin Lag BaOmer. We see Lag BaOmer, the Romans tried desperately to kill Reb Shimon Bayachoy. They did everything possible. Reb Shimon Bayachoy ran into a Mara. The Romans were all around searching, looking for him. However, they couldn't find him. They didn't know where he was. Why? Because Rabbi Nishloilem is Mashbisom Shaloi Yizoiki. He takes away their power. They were unable to harm Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Not only could they not harm Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but just the opposite. Through this whole story was Nisgala, the Zoya Kodesh. In those 12 years that he sat in the Ma'ara, stayed in the Zoya Kodesh, that's when he learned all the Soydis HaTorah, and later wrote the Zoya Kodesh. And Orach HaShilchan says that he came out of the Ma'ara on Lag Ba'Omer. So not only were the Romans not Mapsliach in destroying and extinguishing the flame of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, just the opposite. Through this Gezeirah, they cultivated, became about the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in these 12 years, was cut off from the world, was able to learn all the Zoya HaKodesh. And the Shtei Tak in Zoyesh, and Beschis the Zoya HaKodesh, Mashiach is going to come, Beschis the Soydes HaTorah. We have no Hasug in the Soydes HaTorah, unfortunately. Aber Azoy Vetzan, Emir Tashem, the Boishim Zol Taka Helfen, Tairusoy, Mugein Uleini, Hi Meir Seineini, Yamlitz Toy Badeini, Adoineini, Bayechoy.
The rabbi Kiva's Talmud him stopped down. What's the Iker reason? Would you?
Or is it, no, I mean, mention, this is Rabbi Kiva. It's not connected.
Which is the Iker reason to put it? The same. But is it the Iker reason for like, but oh my God, Meisot Talmud Erei?
It's not Iker at all.